Lenders filed 910 foreclosure petitions in Massachusetts in November, a 41.5% increase compared with the 643 filed in November 2014, according to a new report from the Warren Group, publisher of Banker and Tradesman. Hello, I'm Ian Murphy, and with me is Tim Warren Jr., CEO of the Warren Group. Thank you for joining me, Tim.
Hi, Ian, and Happy New Year.
And Happy New Year to you. So it's another month of double-digit increases in foreclosure petitions. That's the 21st in a row. But we're still well below the number of foreclosure starts during the real crisis of several years ago. What would be a sign that we're returning to some of those more troubled times?
Yes, you're right. The foreclosure starts are up dramatically for almost 2 years now. But from all we have heard, these are mostly old problem loans that are finally getting sorted out. Lenders are now pushing delinquent loans into the pipeline, whereas in 2013, they simply stopped initiating foreclosures while regulatory requirements were getting fine-tuned. So for these reasons, I'm not worried about higher foreclosure starts, and I don't think that they're a sign of impending disaster. Now you ask, what would be a warning sign? Well, I think I would worry if the real estate market started acting crazy. 10 years ago, we were seeing median prices climb with double-digit increases for 6 straight years. That was crazy. And it created the bubble that burst and crashed not just the real estate market, but the entire economy. One sign that the market was unsustainably high was that in 2005, the peak year, single-family home sales fell by 6%, while prices kept rising. Now let's flash forward to today's market. Sales through November last year were up 10%, but median prices are rising very gradually at an annual rate of about 2% for the past 2 years. That's rational, not crazy. And lenders are using much stricter standards for mortgage loan underwriting. That is another big difference between now and 10 years ago. If we see the real estate market take a dive, then I would worry. But I see no sign of that at this time.
Is there a silver lining in the increase in foreclosures in that it's a possible addition of more homes to the market? Supply was very low in Massachusetts in 2015.
Well, that's a little hard to say. It's certainly true that realtors are eager to have more homes on the market to meet the demand of buyers, and the buyers are eager. But I'm not sure that these particular homes are suitable for the majority of buyers. Most of these mortgages have been in default for a long time. If a homeowner is not paying the mortgage, he or she is probably not doing the necessary maintenance either. So these homes probably need more work than most home buyers are willing to devote. Investors are the best candidates to do the professional rehab work and then rent them or sell them. In that way, they'll come back on the market, but it will take a while.
So although we've seen petitions start to rise, auctions have stayed steady for the most part. Part of that, no doubt, is that it takes a while to get through the system, perhaps as much as 15 months, as we reported in Banker and Tradesman a couple of weeks ago. But if that's the case, we ought to see the first beginnings of an increase here, and there just hasn't been. Is it a hopeful sign that many homeowners are able to come to terms with the bank before their homes are sold at auction?
Well, it seems that it's in everyone's interest to try to avoid the full foreclosure process. Foreclosure starts are averaging about 958 per month. Foreclosure deeds, the final stage of the foreclosure process, well, those are averaging about 357 per month. So that's about one-third of the starts. So obviously solutions are being found in many cases. Probably buyers are found, and lenders agree to a sale for a loss something less than the outstanding balance on the mortgage. The lender takes a loss and the homeowner loses the house, but both parties feel it's a better solution than it is to go all the way through the drawn-out process to complete the foreclosure. The robust real estate market is helping make solutions like this a possibility.
Thanks again for joining me, Tim, and thank you, our listeners, for listening. If you're interested in how the Warren Group's banking and real estate data can help you or your business, please visit us at www.thewarrengroup.com.